John, for joining today. Finally, we could make it. This will be our last EC call for this year. And basically, we want to review several applications. So they are there for a while, and I mean, applicants would like to get a response for that. So hopefully we can go through and to reduce really our backlog. From next year, we will back to what we agreed before, is really to have a monthly call regular basis, so we to avoid situation we get a lot of application to be reviewed. On the other hand, Lori suggested some other items that we can be discussed. One of them, maybe she can give a briefing, because it's about trademark in Europe. Making position, it's more policy committee role, not really the executive committee role. And other hand, just maybe some preparation for the non-contracted party house meeting in D.C. We need to make some decision here. Okay. Let's then start. Just to be sure, do you want to add any other agenda item?
Rafiq, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yay. Okay. So you mentioned the letter I had sent. You had also asked us to look at the new application. Mariam had programmed it in for us. And what I wanted to ask is, I started to go through it, and it was cumbersome to review going through it because it made me go through the whole process. Is there a way that we could see sort of a shorter script, or do we just have to go through each process to see everything?
I think the easiest way is to she can share with you the application itself. I mean the form, how we do it, and then you can see the whole it in just one in single page.
I would prefer that. Thank you.
Okay, she will do that. So thanks for reminding about this, because we sent for a while and we didn't get comments, so that's something we need to handle. And also, I am going to send later email with several items, not critical, but it needs really executive committee review and comments. So, diagram for the application process, so on. This kind of thing that can improve the whole process. Okay. So, just to maybe respond quickly, Robin, we have, yes, 12 applicants, but still we have some in the review for a while, and we need to make decision on them. So that's kind of urgent thing to do too. So, okay, let's start with going through the document. We made some change this time to separate between individual and organization, also new and those who were under review but still kind of pending, because we didn't get we have some question and so on, and we need to go through them again. So also I think maybe Mariam, you can disable that the condition you added for the vote, because I think it's confusing people here. If you see in some fields, you will see green. The green color. It's that Mariam added the condition: if you vote yes, that field will get the color green, and so on. So that's why it can be confusing, but it's still, if you just click on it, it's still editable field. So, but it's better maybe to disable for now and just to avoid the confusion. Okay, so let's start with the first individual, the first application. I think it's one of the easiest. It's Joy Lidicott.
Yes!
Well, I mean, you know Joy. She's leaving APC, and she wanted to keep involved with us as an individual member. So I think you know her, and that I voted yes for sure. So just checking. What about other?
I vote yes.
I see also Milton, yes. Rudy?
Yes, I've used the green tick to put it in the participants box that because I tried to vote on the document itself and it doesn't work. I don't know why.
Rudy, I have the same problem. I mean, Robin has opened the permissions for me a couple of times. I've actually seen her do it. And for some reason, I can't either. So what I've been doing is I just pull out the boxes and send my votes to Rafiq, or I'll just give them verbally. Like, I just sent around just a sheet of paper with my votes a few minutes ago. That's how I've been getting around the issue. I have the same problem. I've had it for, like, over a year. And Rafiq and Robin have both given me permissions, and for some reason I can't edit.
Someday we'll be off the Google Docs platform. I swear we will.
I mean, it is annoying, but Robin, I saw you do it in Singapore. I saw you give me the permission, and it still doesn't work, so I just can't explain it.
Oh, a Google Docs thing is just so cumbersome, and I mean, it's better than nothing, but we really got to find something better.
I can give update about what I'm trying to do to improve the situation later, but you know, takes time. Okay, so I assume that everybody voted yes, so I think she's approved. So that's what's quick, guys. Thanks. Okay, so Joy, join us as individual member. Next one is Jing Gao from China.
Does anybody know him? I didn't find any reason not to vote for him, so I voted. I want to clarify, like, my philosophy with these individuals, I've done as much research as I feel I can reasonably do, especially given some of these names are very common individual names in their cultures. So what I've looked at is, sort of what domain, what email address they're using. If it's from a, if it looks like it's from an entity, to go in and check what the entity is, to see how much information they filled into the rest of the application. And my philosophy with this group was, if I couldn't find a reason not to, I just voted yes. And Jing Gao was one of those yeses for me. I had two.
Wondering about the. The information we have about the mailing address seems like they're missing the city, or
I thought I saw a city. Let me look. I thought his looked complete, but I might have missed it.
What's your question, Milton?
Yeah, no, that's a full Chinese address, Milton. Shunai
Wanke
City Garden, Oshayu Town, Shanghai District, the People, Republic of China. I believe that's a valid Chinese address, the district. Or are you
What's
saying
the city?
No? It's not
I don't know what
city.
The city
it's
is.
It's not a city. It's a district. It's a Chinese district.
Country
Usually
boy.
Chinese cities have names of districts within cities, so I'm wondering if just something was left off here. Let me just...
Okay, go. Okay, guys, if we have some, I mean, you want to get more information, we can add, you know, as usual. That's why in the new forum we are asking more details, I mean, to get more information about individual applicants, so to get, so. But that need, I mean, we have that new form to be online soon. But for now, we can ask a question, and just to clarify, who are you? I mean,
I think that the city name is the Hushayu Town. but that's how I interpreted it.
That's it. I looked into Google, and Google defined it as being the town in the district. It seems to be off the Beijing.
Yeah, it's either part of Beijing or Shanghai, and you should have a province name. I don't even know what province it's in. So what you've gotten is a fragment of the address. I mean, it would just be nice to know. Does anybody know this person? Like, did she apply during the ICANN meeting in China or something, and we're just a couple of years behind, or or what?
Or if she is follow something, let me check. It sounds maybe she's a follow.
A fellow?
Yeah.
An ICANN fellow?
Yeah, an ICANN fellow. Let's see. It's a quick, yeah. And she's from Konak.
Yeah, I think she was in Los Angeles. At the fellowship presentation, she was asking questions, so I remember it's a young girl, I think, if I'm not wrong.
With Konak, isn't that part of a government agency?
Yeah.
It's a registry. It's a government agency and a registry.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean, you know, again, it's kind of a difficult decision, but is she acting on behalf of herself, or is she acting as an employee of Konak? If she's acting as an employee of Konak, I would, you know, move to deny.
It's quite similar to the next one, who is from NIRA. That is the CCTLD of Nigeria.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, that person, Rudy, I think he was in that CS meeting in Los Angeles. Maybe you recall him. He had that funny hat.
Yeah, he took a lot of pictures. He was doing a lot of videos during the ICANN meetings.
Are you talking about Jingao or the African guy?
The African guy.
Akimbo.
Did we make a decision on the Chinese guy?
Chinese guy first. Chinese, yeah. So it's working for Konak.
So I guess we need to get more information from them and ask them if they're will be participating as an individual or if they want to participate or if they're looking to represent their company, because if they're looking to represent their company, they can't do it. So maybe we should get more information.
You know, Robin...
Not for the voting, wait.
Yes, but you know, Robin, Konak withdrew from NCAG when they become registry, so...
So, yeah.
and now we have some of their employees trying to join us. It's kind of tricky situation, I mean. I can send him more questions if you want, just to be clear what kind of question you want to ask.
But they don't use the Konak email address, which already indicates that they are not using the company-based communication.
Right. They
maybe just ask for confirmation that they are joining as individual or not.
In their individual capacity to represent their individual interest.
Confirmation as to participate in individual capacity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's needed for the voting weight, so we need to know if it's a company or not.
He is applying as individual, but we need to clarify here because it's a tricky situation. okay. I will send... I'm putting the comments, and Mariam will send the questions, and she will put me in CC, so we will follow up with that. Okay, let's go to the next. Akimbo, well. He is involved in many things. I even saw him now joining the accountability working group. So, he's I think someone familiar to the ICANN environment. But just here, if you want to vet here, I mean, if you want to verify something.
Well, the question is not just is he in the ICANN environment. The question is he eligible for the non-commercial stakeholders group?
But he has a strong connection with NIRA, a very strong connection with NIRA. He is one of the board members. So we need to know if it's in his individual capacity, yes or no, to avoid the discussions.
Well, it's easy to say it's in your individual capacity, but is it really? I mean, I would...
And
he's a board member. I would say that's not acceptable. If it's some employee that, you know, has an interest in domain name policy on their own, but if he's in the ICANN environment as a board member of the CCTLD, I think we have to deny.
I agree. I think be careful about, you know, letting in members of governments, members of CCTLDs, members of registries, registrars, you know, because we have a pretty easy admission process, and I just worry that, you know, we could make it so easy that we could be totally gamed by all these other stakeholder groups if we're not vigilant about this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I want to go back to the point because, and as I said, you know, hopefully the new form will clear some of this up. But if you say to people, you as an individual can join, even if they're part of another, group within ICANN, how do we say no? I mean, as an individual, I could decide that I have a very keen interest in human rights, and that's not going to be addressed in my CCTLD role, and it's not going to be necessarily addressed in my business role. Where is it addressed? And that's where I really do have, like, a philosophical problem with this. Like, we either accept individuals or we don't.
I think it's clearer than that, because we created the individual policy so that somebody who was, let's say, part of a nonprofit organization, but they couldn't get their entire organization to get interested in ICANN, then they could join on their own behalf. But we also included a restriction that if you're part of another constituency group, in order to avoid gaming or overlap, you know, double voting in effect, if you're a registrar and you say, I'm working for GoDaddy, but I'm really interested in human rights. Your company is represented. You're represented. There's too much of an overlap with another constituency that you have all kinds of ability to get involved with the other constituency to reflect your views. So it's really the individual policy was meant to make it possible for individuals who have no other option to get in.
So I wanted to say on the membership form, when Miriam sends me the form so I can look at it without going through the 20 screens, maybe that's the question then, because I don't think I included that, or we included that in the updated version, like, are you part of anything else in ICANN? And maybe we need to be that direct.
I agree. Yes, would be helpful. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a registrar for human rights and you want human rights policies to be enacted at ICANN, the proper channel for that is the registrar stakeholder group. You get your fellow stakeholder group members to start caring about human rights policy and taking positions that are a little more favorable to human rights. It's not that you can, well, then join the civil society stakeholder group if that's what you care about. You know what I mean? It's more about what interest you come from, what perspective you're representing.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but then I'm just saying, I think, I don't recall when we, and that's why I want to see the form in its whole, that we actually anywhere specifically asked that question, because to me that's
solves all the, you know, solves a lot of problems for us. Are you part of any other constituency stakeholder group, blah, 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 within ICANN? And they're going to say yes or no, and that would help us enormously when we have these conversations. Because I just don't know the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Lori. Just maybe to give action to Miriam, she will add this question to the form that, and she will share, I mean, give access to everybody so you can see in just one, I mean, one page, not need to go through the whole process to apply. Even it's good because you will check how the applicant will see that. So she will add that question, and hopefully that we will get more details. Okay. So what we will do for this case, we need to check or... I see that Milton say deny, but if well, what about others?
What about what?
What do you think here? I mean, for this case, should we ask a question or what? Because, for example, Milton put deny, doesn't don't approve his application here, so...
Yeah, if he's a board member of this other stakeholder group or within another stakeholder group, I don't know what we need to ask him. I think it's kind of clear, deny. He's already told us what we need to know.
Lori?
Yeah, I had voted yes, but in view of the new information that I know, I'll vote no.
Okay. Rudy?
Well, yeah, it's confusing if we let people from the CCTLDs enter into our platform, then at the end we are maybe ending up in being a second CCTLD. So I would rather say no, and maybe at the next meeting have some talks with these people and explain them how we are looking into these issues so that they understand the reason behind it.
Thanks, Rudy. Maybe we need to put this information also, I mean, with the application. I mean, it's getting a lot of things with the application, but yes, better to give this information to applicants to avoid such situation. Okay, yeah, so he's not approved. So, okay. Okay, next one. Arsen Tungali. From Democratic Republic of Congo. To be honest, I only saw his name sometimes in the governance list, but I never met him, so I have no idea who he is. Also sometimes in the Afri-ICANN list, but...
He is French speaking. I know him. I'm seeing several times at the ICANN meetings. He is not a big voice, but he is quite helpful in some discussions about what's going on in Africa. I would say rather yes for accepting Arsen as a member of MTLT.
Yeah, thanks, Rudy. And also, he's a co-founder and executive director of Rudy International. I'm sending the link and...
Yeah, but has no relation with my name.
Yeah. Just checking what this organization... Even he's joining as individual, maybe that gives some insight of what he's doing.
He's doing a lot of volunteering work in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He is well recognized, and you know somebody that we don't see that many times anymore, Baudouin Chom from Congo. He is a good friend of Baudouin.
Okay. Well, I see it's that. And I mean, yeah. Organization, you know, African continent. Okay, yeah. Okay, Rudy in Swahili may come back. Okay, well, there is a meaning. Okay. So, guys, what do you think?
That's okay with me.
Yeah, I vote yes. It's Lori.
Okay.
I vote yes.
Milton?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Same thing. Okay. I guess Rudy say yes too. And Lori. Okay. So he's approved. Thanks, everyone. Next is Krishna Kumar Rajmanar from India. Trying to check also if he's an ICANN fellow. But
what?
Trying to check, so I'm not sure. Where is my...
He was also active in the IGF.
He's listed by ICANN Wiki as a media planner for digital mobility services in the Omnicom Media Group. Also affiliated with the Chennai chapter of ISOC.
Yeah.
And he was an ICANN follow too, so...
I think he was already twice a fellow.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. Looks legit, yeah. Ah, yeah, I think I met him. Yeah, I remember, I recall him, yeah.
Yeah, he was in a meeting. He was standing at the mic.
Okay, yes. So in future,
he's working for an advertising and marketing communications company.
Yeah. He's joining as an individual in his personal capacity?
Yes. Because have individual applicants, so. And when, I mean, he applied as in for the ICANN fellow is for non-for-profit, so probably as an as a member of the ISOC chapter in Chennai. Okay,
most probably.
So yes, I vote yes.
But if he is joining as an ISOC chapter guy or an ISOC member, that's not commercial. That's not professional. So it looks like for me it's a yes.
Okay, thanks, Rudy. Robin?
I vote yes.
Milton?
I'll go along. Okay.
Good.
I think that even he's participating in a working group already.
Okay. Next, in Kim Dilim Neway. Digital Sense Africa Media. Yes, Lori, what's your question?
Well, the question was, when I was looking up Digital Sense Africa, it looked like a business consortium. It didn't look like... I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I think this is a tough one, because Digital Sense Africa is kind of... Well, if you look at... this woman's background, McKendalim, she was the chairman of the Association of Licensed Telecom Operators of Nigeria, and now she is the executive director of operations at Digital Sense Africa. If you go to Digital Sense Africa,
it's a media group also.
It's the company of information communications technology analysts and communication experts. So it's a Lagos-based team of internationally reputed and award-winning ICT industry analysts and perception management consultants. Perception management. professionally affiliated to African IT Journalists in Nigeria chapter of African ICT Media, the Media Caucus of African Information Society Initiative. So it's really more like a trade organization group.
He is executive director of the Digital Chance Africa Media.
Yeah. Right.
The CEO.
Okay. I think she is also related to Rimi Nowek, who is, I think, a member of NCIG. But,
really? They're related?
Well, same family.
What? Rimi?
Yeah, Rimi. Rimi Nowek is the same family name, so.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of. You know.
No, I asked you what he's a member of, Remy. Remy is a member of NCUC?
Let me check quickly.
Yeah, I know that name, Remy Nwiki. I've seen it a lot.
Yeah. Remy is he's a member.
He's quite active, so let me check.
He's very, very often at the ICANN meetings.
And I think I saw her with him sometimes in some meetings. So,
based on what the organization is doing, it's logic that they should meet each other anyway. They are involved in the internet governance for development also in Nigeria.
Yeah, again, I just think they might be in the wrong place. Why not join the commercial stakeholders group as essentially a trade association promoting African business in this area?
Milton, they are those are individuals. They are not organizations. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the issue. Again, I said the reason we have individual membership is so that people who are part of non-commercial organizations or communities who can't get their entire organization to join can join as individuals. But it's not so that somebody who is, you know, Marilyn Kay can say, oh, I'm a foundation chair for whatever, and I'm totally running the business constituency, but now I'm putting my non-commercial hat on, and it's not supposed to work that way.
Okay. So, guys, what do you vote then here?
Well, for me, it's a difficult one. It's a yes and a no. It's unclear. I'm rather following Milton's opinion, and maybe they can do better work if they are really joining the party where they can bring in value from what they are doing.
I mean, it's hard to tell what her, it just seems like she's listing as her mailing address the Digital Sense organization, using as her email address the Digital Sense organization, and the Digital Sense is really it's a great participant in these things, but I just think it's the wrong category.
Commercial.
I vote no. I mean, I would love to give her the benefit of the doubt, but if we're we have to apply the same criteria fairly. If we said no to Mr. Akinbo, why would we say yes to Ms. Nwiki?
Right.
I tend to agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following that approach, and there is a stuff that we can really.
Can I just say my concern is about saying no to African participants, particularly if we might be on the fence about it, is that there is such a sense of disenfranchisement to begin with, and we heard a lot of that in LA, and I just, my only hesitation is to maybe go the other way and say, well, to offer the benefit of inclusion, but is that almost like a reverse discrimination in a way, you know, that if we wouldn't, I get concerned.
No, I totally understand what you're saying there, Lori. I have the same concern. I think we need to tell these people it's not that we're rejecting you from the GNSO, it's just that you're applying to the wrong slot, and you should apply to the...
Maybe advise them to actually wear, instead of just saying no, we actually point them in the right direction, give them the help.
Yeah.
But should we then not try to have a little chat with our colleagues from the business community and ask them if they would like to have that person in among their members, so that we are not doing some ping pong between constituencies, and that at the end it's just leaving time for the person that tries to be active in the work we're doing.
If we don't approve, I think maybe just to send email to explain why and advising to join BC, and I mean give information of some contact in BC that can help for the for their own process. So maybe I mean just. So just here trying to correct vote. So, Robin?
I vote no, but I also support the idea that we send a response letter that is, you know, telling them that we would welcome them into the community, but we think that perhaps the business or the commercial stakeholder group might be the more appropriate fit for them.
Okay.
And in that message, you can say we're looking at Digital Sense as sort of more of a trade organization, and if we're wrong about that, let us know.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the last part, Milton?
I said if we're wrong about that, if it's something different than what we're looking at it as, you know, please provide us with more information about it so that that we'll correct our perception.
Okay. It's kind of we give a benefit of the doubt here. Okay. Thanks. Rudy?
I'm following and saying no, and I'm send that message to the lady.
Sorry, Rudy, I didn't really understand. Yes or no?
I'm voting no. I'm voting no.
Okay. Thanks. But, okay, we will send this message and try to get more details, and we may reconsider here, but yeah, just in this case. Lori?
Lori is saying no.
Oh, thanks. I didn't see. I'm just in Google Docs, so. Okay. So now Rudy will have her proxy till she come back. Okay. Good. yes. Next is Rao Navid Bin Rais. I think he's fellow too. And in fact, I think he applied before, and he got approval, but still not all EC members voted for him, so he applied again. This is the case that we need to respond to him. So I think he's an ICANN fellow. And,
He's an assistant to a professor in Muhammad Ali Jinnah University in Islamabad.
Well, I see no reason not to approve him from this information.
You see no reason to not approve him or to approve him?
sorry, I shouldn't speak with two negatives. All I see are reasons to approve him.
I'm voting yes too.
Okay, thanks. And he's in he's a student now in France in the famous French Institute for Computer Science.
Yeah.
Okay. Milton?
What's that?
Rao?
You're talking about the guy from Pakistan?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm okay with him.
Okay. Rudy?
Yes.
Yes, and now you are acting as a proxy for Lori.
Yeah, but I'm reading also what I see on the screen in the Adobe Connect, and she voted yes also previously.
Thank you. Good. Next. Okay, someone forget to put his name. This is Chapnam. But I think she is an also an icon follow from Iran. But I'm
sorry, we have to have more than a first name here.
Yep.
You know, if you type Shabnam into Google, it's like Madonna. I mean,
well, I have more details about it's a lady. And I recognize the image. I dropped the link in the Adobe Connect, link that I found. Shafi'i, something like that. And she was at the Los Angeles meeting.
Yeah, I met her too.
What's her last name? Can you type it in to the application, please, so that we can actually see what it is?
Well, I drop it in the... chat of Adobe, S-H-A-F-I-E-I.
All right, that's progress.
And she is a coordinator at the Persian IGF and a business consultant.
Oh, yeah, her. Okay. So, she's a commercial executive. Why do these people want to join MCUC? I don't get it.
Well, because she is in the IGF, she thought that she could enter into the ICANN world by entering into an individual position.
But so the business constituency doesn't allow individuals?
I don't think so.
They don't. You have to be a corporation.
So that's what's happening. It's not like these people are deliberately trying to deceive us. They are...
I think, Milton, another part they also joined because business constituency asking for membership fees, so...
Yep.
Yes, we're like the path of least resistance, and I think we have to be careful of that. I mean, it's unfortunate that the other people are throwing up these barriers. It's ridiculous. The at-large doesn't even allow individuals to join, unless they changed it recently.
They changed. They have an ALS for individuals.
Oh, good.
They approved it early this year, if I'm not wrong. And Adam Peake is leading that ALS.
The ultimate irony of ICANN was that the organ that's supposed to represent individual internet users did not allow individuals to join it.
Well,
I'd say that another day.
Or we ask a fee to join.
Yeah, we'd see our membership applications go down real fast.
Well, we would have less discussions about the person for willing to join. However, that for $10, they will probably still join.
I have to say, Rudy, when I think I joined NC Asia, I was still in Tunisia, and even if I wanted to pay, it would be really complicated to pay membership fees because government restriction about using foreign currency. So, it's can be really a barrier for many from developing countries, not really about sometimes about resource, but really about restriction to wire money or even use credit card outside the country. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm learning.
Yeah, long time. Well, long time, I don't want to come back to it. Anyway, so what we see for this lady, Robin? Robin Gross?
All right, I thought I was off mute. I'm not sure because it seems like there may be some issue as to whether or not this person also more appropriately belongs in the commercial stakeholder group. So maybe we should ask a little more information, see if they're a business interest or if they're a non-commercial interest.
We know this. She works for Terran Company, a leading international provider of integrated logistic transportation and air cargo services. I've heard from Farzana, who was involved with the Persian IGF, actually was the leader of the initiative before it was taken over by what she called a business group. So I'm, you know, pretty clear that she is a business entity or kind of representing a business point of view.
Okay.
Okay. So, Robin, what is your vote?
I'll change my vote to a no.
Okay. Milton?
I would either say no or, at the very least, ask for more information, like, why did you apply to us and not the business constituency?
Okay. We are helping here business constituency to get more members, I guess.
Especially from developed
collegial and community oriented.
Okay. Rudy?
Yeah, well, it's a no for me too, and I'm joining Milton in trying to discover if they really are willing to join the business constituency rather than ours.
Yes. Thanks.
And for Lori, I suppose that it's a no also, as she has no doubts about the person. That's what at least I've got from her email.
Yes, it's Lori.
Oh, sorry.
Lori, yes or no? Be careful.
Are we up to Shabnam? Is that who we're up to? Who are we up to?
Yeah.
Shabnam? No. Yeah, I don't know who the heck. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Next is Monica Zalin. Okay. Zalin.
Zalmirute.
Is that somebody you know, Milton?
Yeah.
Indirectly, she's basically a student or staff member at the European University.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. European University Institute in Florence.
Yeah. And she is one of the co-authors of that report from the Council of Europe about ICANN and human rights.
In fact,
right. I think she was in your workshop, Robin, no? In IGF, in Istanbul.
Yes, that's right. She was great.
Okay, so
I'm excited that she wants to join. Wow.
Yeah, we had a great
recruiter. You should take credit.
Okay, so I guess the vote for here will be easy. Robin?
Yes.
Okay. Milton?
I've already written my opinion down, and
I see you said approve. Yep. Rudy.
Yes.
Okay. And Lori.
Yes.
I'd actually looked her up. She looked great. Like, she was easy to find. I knew her. I could get her easy.
We're going to put her to work.
Right. I'm going to change my face.
Yeah. The last one for individuals, I think, is well, maybe you don't know him, but John Jack Subrana.
Nobody knows that guy. Nobody knows him.
Who is he?
Well, he just ended his career, if I may say, at large, and is actually looking for other engagements in ISOC board, if I'm not wrong, and I think he's even trying to get back in the ICANN board too.
What do you mean he ended his career in at large? What did he do? Was he expelled?
He was no longer elected.
Oh, he wasn't elected by Europe?
I think he was appointed by the NOMCOM, so. Previously, his term was done, so he was not selected again, I guess. I think they appointed that German guy, Schulz. So, yeah, I mean, I think we know him, and he was a former board member and so on. So,
The question I have is, when I see that in the constituency selection they are mentioning NCUC and NPOC, do they want to join as an organization too? Because he is also a member of ISOC France, that's something I know, from a few other chapters even. It's quite unclear. Is it individually he is joining?
I have to say, Rudy, he is joining as individual, but because, you know, the current form, they can select even if we know they cannot join the NPOC. So just, I mean, kind of mistake, but no. He cannot join, and he's applying as individual. And ISOC France is already a member. It was approved a few weeks ago. Okay.
So I'm approving him as the individual because he is a valuable person. He can bring value to the table.
Okay. So thanks, Rudy. Robin?
I approve.
Milton, I think you approve him.
Yes.
Lori?
Approve.
Okay. Cool. We are done with individuals. Let's go to in the next organization. So we have four organizations here. So the first is the Pakistan Network Operator Group, PANOG.
I voted yes. I wanted to let you all know, and maybe you all did too, I went and I checked out all of these sites and I looked at their mission statements, and I looked at I looked up in Google if there'd been any press about them, just to make sure that they really were nonprofits, and they all appear to be so. So I had voted yes to all four. I'm just going to put that up front.
I was concerned that PANOG might be a commercial trade association, but in fact, it is not. It's very
It's a kind of union that they are creating to try to defend the business profile of the people working over there. That's at least the feeling that I have.
No, it's actually more like NANOG. It's kind of a loose technical sharing of knowledge and technology updates organization. So I think it's great that they would want to join us. I mean, you could put them in the Internet Service Providers constituency, but again, they would probably have to, I mean, most of their members are probably, I don't know whether they're commercial or non-commercial, they could be both.
It's a not-for-profit organization anyway, so.
Definitely it is, and it says, you know, forum for network operators, ISPs, vendors, technical groups, students, and researchers to address issues of mutual interest, exchange ideas, share knowledge, and technology updates. So, yeah, it includes some commercial entities, but it's mostly about sharing knowledge and technology coordination, which I think is good.
And he was or is still the General Secretary of the Indian National Congress Party. He has a political background.
He's in Pakistan, and he's a member of...
That's what I'm reading in, at least it's that person that corresponds to... Oh, it's India. Sorry.
He's from Pakistan. I mean, I doubt that he's in... involved. I mean, that's with the well. I think he's. What I understand, he's ICANN fellow, and he wants to join. I mean, this person, Shakil Ahmed, the representative. He wants really to join NCAG, and so he's bringing his organization to here. So,
Well, I vote yes for Hema, and for the other two. And again, I'm as confused about AGEA as everybody else.
Well, I can explain for Martin, and I've been talking to Fatima. Martin wants to join NPOC as he thinks he can help us in the organization, sharing the concerns of the Latin America community. And,
but they're already a member. That's my issue.
Well, but there are others that are also members in both constituencies. He could eventually also enter through another one, but as this one is known, it would have made things easier.
Yeah, I guess the only issue is you can't have three people joining from the same organization and all getting votes for the organization. They have to decide who their representative is for the entire organization, or join as an individual.
Milton, just to be, because you jumped to the fourth, but first, let's vote for the, I mean, I just need to get your votes, and then we can discuss about the case of the last case. So just, to not miss it. So what do you vote for the Panong first?
It's on there. I voted yes.
Okay. Robin?
Yeah, I voted yes for all four of these organizations.
Okay, thanks.
I did, too.
Rudy?
Yeah, a yes for all four of them, then.
Okay, and... Lori, sorry. Lori?
Yes, I vote yes. I vote yes for all four.
Okay, thanks. For the okay, so back to this for the other ones, the Access Humboldt. It looks German, but it's United States. So
Humboldt, California, great place for growing marijuana.
So we can put conditions.
Okay.
Geographical indicator.
Okay, those Californian guys. Okay, so I see that Robin and Milton already voted yes. So Rudy?
Yes.
Okay. Lori?
Yes.
Okay, good. The third is, it's not known organization, I guess, but it's the CDD, the Center for Democracy and Technology. They used it to be active in ICANN a few years ago, and now they are back. And their representative is Matthew, I think you know him. So what do you vote here?
Well, he is a member of working groups also, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
I voted yes, as I said. I voted yes on all of these. In fact, I think we all have voted yes on all of these. Do we need to go through them all one by one?
No, I don't think so if we've passed them. Because I'd love to start talking about the intercessional, to be honest, if we're done. Or do we have the ones that needed follow-up that Rafiq still has to report on?
Oh, okay. That's because I didn't get your vote in the document, so I need just to do that just for tracking purpose.
Okay.
So, Rudy?
Yes.
Thanks. Lori?
Yes.
Okay. We have the case of this, the last one about Aegea Densi. It's already a member of NCAG. It's quite, it's an active member. I mean, they voted. And also, looks here, it looks like changing the representative. And it was before Fatima, and she asked it to change, to replace. And I think she asked it to replace again. And now, I mean, Martin applied here, and that's why it's confusing. But, I mean, if I understand correctly, he wants to be involved in NPOC. So the organization, they just need to apply to NPOC here, and that's it. So he's already a member of NCAG as an individual. And, I mean, if the organization is also a member of NCAG, so just you approve it as NPOC in your side, and you know about it's up to you about how to say about the representative. So it's not really a problem here. It's just they don't need to reapply.
Okay.
Okay.
So it work for you already? I mean, just I mean, yeah. I mean,
no problem.
Member of. Yep. Good. So. Okay, I guess so. We have old application. Maybe it will take time to go through them again. Better maybe to send after, so you can check and to get you have time. Let's maybe discuss about the some other issues, not about membership application. So, about the intersessional meeting in January, unfortunately it sounds that Robin and Milton, you cannot come anyway, or you can try to follow remotely, or there is still hope that you can.
I'll try to participate remotely, Rafiq.
Okay. And Milton, any chance that you try to come and join us in the fun in D.C.?
There was no sewage.
Come on, take Rafiq over to the White House. Give him a tour of the National Monument.
Sewage problem. I'm not sure what happened.
I think that there will still be some problems with travel because as the travel is not yet organized, I'm just wondering if there will still be flights available for those coming from outside the U.S.
Well, easy solution, Rudy. They put us, everybody, in business class, and we find a seat there, probably.
I like that solution. That works. I get a Metro card. I get a Metro card. I don't even...
Or they charter one plane and they put us all on the same plane.
Well, the problem is we raised that many times. I mean, honestly, it's quite critical. Just 3 weeks before this meeting and we have nothing set yet in terms of accommodation and traveling. So... I have to check again about the list because for some people they need visa. It's definitely impossible to get an U.S. visa in such time frame. It's unfortunate, but we have to live with that. So,
especially for people coming from Africa, it's going to be very, very difficult to get the visa in time.
Yeah.
Most offices are closing between Christmas and New Year. and it starts up again the 4th or the 5th of January. So I consider that the intercessional will not just take place.
Okay, so main breaker off. I can do that myself. Or...
Sorry, Milton? What do you want? What did you say?
the electricity there?
I think he's having electrical issues. My guess is his other car is with a contractor, but I could be wrong.
No, that's because he's living in countryside. That's different.
What are they looking for exactly?
Yeah, he doesn't know he's not muted.
Okay. You know, they have some, you know, okay.
Lewis heard it, apparently. We knew it was going to happen.
Okay, guys, let's be serious a little bit here. So we have the meeting. We have some things to do in terms of logistics. So just to be sure, Rudy, did you get your 7 travel slots? I mean the people to send to attend.
I know that.
Well, I've sent a name to Benedetta. But she was asking for a second name.
So you're going to turn on the electricity on the 29th, regardless of whether I'm there or not?
How to say, Rudy, we got, because if you recall, there was discussion with CAG, they wanted to have additional members to attend, so there was agreement to get 3. So there we're kind of one for NCAG, one for NCAC, and one for NPOC. The issue here is already to find this in fund. I mean, no, they can attend, but someone around DC. So it's already complicated to get someone.
That's why we put Laurie as the person to be on that slot. She is living in the neighborhood, so.
But I
not
put
quite in the neighborhood. I still have to drive 2 hours in the morning because of the rush.
I put you in the NCAG list, so I mean for fund and traveler.
Yeah, is there any way that I can get room nights? I mean, I'm gonna have to get up at 5 in the morning to make sure I'm there on time. Which is.
Gosh, you should. Able to, because there was a EC slot for you, or an NPOC slot. There's like a bunch.
All right. Well, I haven't gotten any notice one way or the other. Who would I talk to make sure that they're not looking at where I live and saying, oh, she doesn't need support?
Laurie, I put your name in NCAG list, so if they want to write out from there, they have to talk to me before.
Don't worry. All right. I appreciate that, Rafiq.
So you are in the list. So just, I mean, you know, we can consider Virginia is another state, so.
Okay. Because now I'm officially on the metro line. I have less of an argument. But I time the metro. The metro takes 90 minutes. So it's long.
Yeah,
I don't need airfare. I don't even need food. I just want to be able to sleep there so I don't have to get up at the crack of dawn, you know, to make a 9 o'clock meeting. I live about 25 miles west of D.C., which in normal traffic is not, it's 45 minutes, but during rush hour, it's 2 hours. And so I'm trying to avoid that if I can.
Yeah, so you are in the list, and I didn't hear anything from Rob or Benedetta, so I think it's okay. Don't worry.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rafiq. I appreciate it.
But then, Rafiq, I'm getting a bit confused because then they are asking 2 other names that we need to provide that don't have travel support. Is that correct?
Yes. So, I mean, it's up to 3. If we don't have, we don't have. I mean... To be honest, I'm not sure how much time we can spend to look for someone to camp. But if you have another person in D.C., yeah, you can invite.
And honestly, if there are people who need the travel support, I would certainly sacrifice mine if it meant I don't want to leave someone out, but if they're not getting enough people anyway, then I'd like it, you know?
I mean, well, yeah.
I don't need airfare. I certainly don't need airfare.
Laurie, if you need hotel logistics, we can cover that with ANPOC. That's not an issue. So if there is a need for a travel slot, we can use yours then in that case.
All right.
Is that okay?
Okay, we can coordinate that. I mean, Laurie, you are in the list, but mm-hmm. I mean, the other additional, they are infunded anyway. So it's supposed to be someone around, but it doesn't mean that I don't think we need to put someone. For example, I put Kathy, since, I mean, she is in D.C., but other than that, have really no idea who else in NCHG can join from D.C. So, I mean, it's mostly really adding three people. It's mostly serving the CAG than NCAG. So we are more kind of diverse, geographically diverse than them. So, but
okay.
Anyway. So
we can also probably add a name that we need confirmation that the person can come. And secondly, it's also about confirmation that the intercession will take place, because I'm really afraid that the flights are going to be critical.
Hopefully next week we will be, if it's not done next week, I think it will be just almost impossible to do so.
And I'll tell you the truth, guys, that's right around when the new congressional session starts. There's going to be changes in, you know, congressional staff. So it is actually, and it's Martin Luther King Week. So it actually is a very busy travel time for D.C. And ICANN should know that, but maybe they need to be reminded. It's an extraordinarily busy time, mid-January here. Everybody comes back from Christmas break, and there's a lot of turnover because we just had a midterm election. And at least we don't have an inauguration, right? At least it's not an inauguration year. But it does get busy around here. Hence my long drive into the city.
I guess for a non-American guy like me, it can be a nice experience to see how democracy works in the United States.
Have you been to Washington before, Rafiq?
It will be my first time.
Oh, all right. That changes everything. Okay. We'll have to definitely show you around.
Okay, so about the intercessional, the other thing is we need to put co-chairs for different slots. We are still discussing. I sent to the ECNBC. I mean, we need to discuss about topic. There is some suggestion there to talk maybe more about the new new GTLD and like the public interest commitment and so on. But we need to finalize and share that with the group next week. About the co-chairs, I think, Laurie, you wanted to volunteer for one. So please, we have several slots. Just check what you would like, and we can coordinate, because I don't think it should be just maybe the chairs. We have many slots, so we can share. So just if you can go through and just tell me which one you want, you would like to prepare and share. The same also for Rudy, if you can do so. And just we need to be ready for that meeting. I mean, CAG side are doing everything to be ready and to discuss several points, so we need to do like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will take this weekend. As you probably know, in Belgium we had a lot of strikes and miserious politics here. And it's going to calm down now. There will be no strike before January.
Okay. But I mean, if you can go through the slots, I mean, not the meeting slots, and to check which one you want to co-chair, and to prepare. So, and just send me that so we can send an aggregated list to Robert next week. So, okay, does it work for you, Lori?
Yeah, that's fine. Then I can look at the list and pick the time. I have to look at these. Some of these topics seem so nebulous to me on the agenda. They seem so open. Or is that really kind of the point? That's what I'm missing on these calls. I don't think I say too much on those calls with Rob because I never know exactly what we're really supposed to be doing. Like, is it... And I wanted to talk to our group privately, like without ICANN staff. What do we really want to get across here? Because it sounds like it's really about facilitating how we do business in ICANN.
I mean, it's supposed to be really, it's the meeting between the two parts of the house. And Rob and Benitez are only supposed to kind of help us for organizing, but at the end the topics is up to us, the two stakeholder group to decide to discuss. So, in terms of the topics, there are several proposals were made by the CAG. I guess what we can do is to ask them more clear question what they want to talk exactly. What is to put more kind of bullet points. So we
right.
can get, so, and it's the same for us. If we want a specific topic or, and you know, it's kind of, we want the two parts of the house to talk and to see where we have common ground and where we don't have. I mean, we acknowledge our disagreements in several topics, so, but.
Right, like I noticed, like in slot J, Steve had wanted to talk about new GTLDs. I mean, I'd be happy to represent NCSG on that one, because that one I feel comfortable discussing. There's some of these where the intricacies, because I haven't been on the GNSO, or I'm on my first working group. So I can certainly speak and facilitate. That's part of what I do for a living. That I'm comfortable with. I think what I'm personally less comfortable with, if there's going to be some discussion about very in-depth technical issues around how some of these how we're functioning, I'm not sure that I am the right person. I guess that's what I'm feeling at the moment.
No worry. You are, I mean, if you volunteer just to co-chair, I mean, kind of facilitation, you will have also someone from CAG, and I expect everybody to participate in the discussion. So,
okay.
But cool. I'm not sure. I know that Bill wanted to volunteer for one slot, but I need to check. So I will wait for you guys to send me what slot you'd like to co-chair, and to really we need to prepare. We need some preparation. I mean, several bullet points and share with everybody so we can discuss about that.
Right. Well, I mean, I would certainly, I could, on the top of my head, looking at these slots, say immediately slot J, because that's the new GTLD slot. And I do feel comfortable talking about new GTLDs.
Okay.
By the way, is there a date for the next call? Because I missed the agenda call for the call this afternoon. I just got a reminder half an hour after the call was started. So I'm wondering if there were some issues with the mails.
Rudy, we didn't really decide yet for co-chairs, but I saw that we will coordinate from our side, and hopefully we will respond to several pending issues within next week. So this is one of them,
right.
And that's why we...
That's how Rob left it. Rob wants to hear from the constituencies who's doing what. He doesn't want to get into it. He wants to hear from us. He didn't offer, like, proposed co-chairs or proposed agendas. He wants it all coming up from us, which is right.
Okay.
So what I can do, we'll send email later and ask you for the co-chairs volunteering, and also just to double-check for who is coming to D.C., okay? So
yeah.
Hopefully before Christmas, for sure. Okay. Other topic you asked here, Laurie, by email is about the letter from the IPC.
Right. There is, and I think you're right, this might be a better policy issue, and I know Sam, our policy chairman, is also looking into this issue. But there have been talks about reforming the community trademark rules, and in their present state, the directive for community trademarks describes rights that are conferred on a community trademark. You can insert them on goods, on packaging. You can offer the goods, put them in the market. You can use them as part of your domain name. But there's also prohibitions against what you can do. And some of the prohibitions now that they're talking about is concerning domain names. And one of the provisions is they want to prohibit from using the mark as a domain name or part thereof. And it's really kind of confusing because it seems to me that they're confusing domain names with trademarks, that they're trying to make domain names the equivalent of trademarks. And they're not trademarks, and we know they're not trademarks. And anybody in the IPC will tell you a domain name on its own is not a trademark. So we have concerns that the community trademark rights are going to be expanded to include domain names. And what the IPC has done is asked us, MPOC and NCSD, hopefully, NCUC maybe even, to express their concern over not conflating trademark rights with domain rights. And this is an area of IP where I think we both agree on, that we don't want to overextend rights, and how, and just because somebody owns a trademark doesn't necessarily, I mean, somebody owns a domain name doesn't exactly confer on it trademark rights. It seems kind of backwards. And I probably didn't explain that very clearly. Maybe I can write a paragraph that would explain it better.
Yes,
you explained it, I think, very well. But what is the context for this, Laurie? Is it a European?
It's the European Union trademark reform in the domain name industry.
Yeah.
And I had sent the letter to the group.
What part of the EU is doing this? Is it the Parliament? Council. Is it the Commission? The Council?
Oh, that, you know, that I couldn't tell you, but I could easily find out.
Well, Rudy,
it's
just
the
told
council.
Us. Which one of the directorates is it coming out of the European Commission?
It was just a check.
It's the council. According to this letter from Brian Winterfeld, it's the council.
Eventually,
okay.
what we could do is call on Lee Hibbert and ask him his impression on this one. He should know about it.
Okay. That's great, Laurie. I think we can definitely work together on this, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it doesn't really, it's strange language. And then what I don't understand either, and I'll get some clarification on, there are some revisions about prohibitions as well. That in their and the way Brian describes it is they're trying to harmonize national and local trademark laws, which has been an EU problem since the EU was formed, right? So the regulation and the directive prohibits certain conducts regarding domain names, and they said you can't affix them. Let's see, it's in red line. He sent me a red line. And he said, using the sign as a trade name or company name or as a domain name or part thereof. And they're lumping in domain name use with trademark use as if it's the same. And it's not the same.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, it is bad. So what I'll do is since Brian asked for our help, let me ask him for what he would consider a good model comment. Let me let him do the work. And then I can pass it out to the group.
Thanks, Laurie. Just, I mean, to clarify here, in terms of position, you know, we need to involve the policy committee. So, you know, more details paragraph or two to explain and so on. It will be really helpful, and I can send that to the policy committee. And also,
okay.
do we have that proposal? Because what I saw is just the letter from
Brian.
It's a three-page
letter with names that he'd like us to submit comments to.
Thanks.
But I told him that I was not going to submit the comments until we had, you know, we have to vet it, just like you say.
Okay, so should we proceed like that? You sent the details. I will share it with the policy committee, and I will involve the executive committee here. Why not? I mean, because this is, you know, it's not usual. I mean, submitting comment, taking position to something, to organization outside NACAM, you can do that. I mean, we did before, so, yeah.
I think in this area, it's conflating a domain name with a trademark is super dangerous, and neither side wants to see that. The commercial side certainly doesn't want to see it, and certainly the non-commercial side doesn't want to see it. So I think this is where we can act. One thing we can align on, which is nice, doesn't happen that often, right? So
I agree. So
we can agree sometimes. Can be awkward,
Okay. All right. I'll reach out to Brian, and I'll ask him for a high level, because this was just a letter, and I'll ask him for a high level, and he may even have these documents prepared for clients, and we'll see if he can send them along to us so we can use them as a starting point.
And you can also add your own comments.
I will. From my perspective as a nonprofit trademark lawyer, I absolutely will. Yes.
Thanks. And we will try to share that also with other, you know, members who are involved in intellectual property from NCAG. So, good. That's good. Okay.
So
I got this action item here. I see that Milton added comment in the chat. He said that he got some new information about the Iranian applicant. So what did you get, Milton, here?
I've been corresponding via chat with Fontanaya, and she gave me the impression that this woman was working with, there's a guy, she's related to a guy named Sharam Sobuti, and Sharam and Fontanaya were putting together the Persian IGF, and she wrote a couple of articles about the Persian IGF, but she was basically very inexperienced. They wanted her to go to the ICANN meeting and get more experience, which apparently she did. You guys said you remember her from Los Angeles? So I think that now we can see that her business or her employer is completely incidental to what she is doing here, and basically she, Farzi was surprised that she was even applying. She didn't think she was that interested, but if she is, it was a good sign. I don't think she even knows what NCUC is about, but maybe she wants to learn. So I think we can rule out the idea that she's just a business person seeking the path of least resistance into the ICANN environment. I think she really, her main association is the Persian IGF and the sort of IGF environment, and so we might want to reconsider allowing her to join as an individual.
I mean, if she's someone you know and can validate as having this interest, that's enough for me. I'd be willing to say yes.
Well, I don't know her. I know somebody who knows her.
Right, but the idea is she's been part of the ICANN community, she's attended a meeting, she's an individual, she has an interest, she filled out a form. I think we need better contact details, but other than that, I don't have an objection based on what you're just saying.
Yeah, I would turn around on this also. I would think that she would be, that again, the business association to this trading company is completely incidental to her involvement, so it's not, she's not any kind of a stalking horse, or it doesn't have some kind of hidden agenda.
What maybe we could ask in the future is, we are not sure about the person the reason why they joined, that they highlight one or two specific topics in item that they want to work with us on, so that
right.
we have
an
indication.
I know in the revised application, Rudy, when we see it, we did include a question in there to talk about their personal interest in Internet governance. I mean, there is a box there to do that already, but it may not be as specific as saying, well, what do you want to do in ICANN? But there's definitely space there in the revision to say, what's your personal interest? Like, why are you here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would just ask, I think at this point, just go through the voting again and find out who, based on what I said, would change their mind. It sounds like Lori and I would. If the others won't, that's fine. But we just...
I would rather change my opinion, too, and allow that person to join.
Me too.
Okay. So we change to yes. We change to yes. I mean to approve her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Just I need some here logistic because when we were discussing, Mariam already did the change. So Mariam, please put approve and put her in the correct sheet. So okay, she's approved. Okay, good. And in terms about application form, I will send again the document for your review, and to please check it and add all this question. It's really important to get more information at the beginning so we don't spend time to go back and forth with the applicant. So I will send that. So we got some action items to follow. About the intercession and about the letter to the European Commission about this trademark and domain name. And more, just I want to check with you guys. I will send you email later with several things to review. It's not really huge. I mean, just like, for example, we got email from ICANN to ask if we want to prepare flyers. So we start to preparing one, but I need to check with you about the content. Mariam also took some initiative, and she worked in the logo for NCAG, so if you can check that. Also, she prepared a diagram, easy to check and to understand the application flow and explain the whole process, so that will be really helpful for applicants. And also, she prepared a greetings card for our members, the first time, I think.
Oh, that's so nice.
So we will send the greetings card to our members in the name of the executive committee. So I hope that you agree with that. And
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah.
No.
Robin.
No. I'm against it. I'm kidding.
A humbug.
Okay, guys. So I will send you several emails after that. So thanks for today. It was, I think we did good job. We still have some pending application. I will try to list them and to give some rationale to make it more easy to check and send by to the mailing list. And if you can review it, I mean. You take your time and check, and so to work on that before the next call in January. So, does it make sense for you guys, or to work more?
Yeah, maybe we can have it. Oh no, but Robin won't be, or Milton won't be there. I was going to say if we were all going to be in D.C., maybe have our EC meeting in D.C. face to face would be nice. But I'd have you to my house for dinner, you know. But. It's okay.
By the way, for Singapore meeting, I also booked it for EC meeting. The problem this time, we may overlap for 30 minutes with the board and the GAG meeting. It's really complicated to get time slot and ICANN meeting. So just overlap of 30 minutes, but yeah. Anyway, okay.
But now we have a good friend in the GAC, so we will know what's going on there.
So, okay, some changes for that meeting anyway. Okay, guys, so any other points you want to add or comment or something to what you want to discuss?
No, just to wish everybody a happy, healthy holiday season, whatever yours is.
So, I guess, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, happy New Year, and many, I don't know, you have too many, many, many holidays in this state.
When is Eid? Eid isn't until the summer, right? Eid's in the summer.
March?
It's in summer this year. Yeah, it's changing. So next time it will be in July, and Ramadan will be. ICANN meeting will be in Ramadan. I mean, that will be great.
That'll be interesting. Yeah. No lunch for Rafiq, right?
Yep. Okay, guys. So happy holidays, and see you soon next year.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.